They are proceeding with the introductions of the 145-pounders, and for the Valentine Badgers, it's Chase Olson. He'll be coming out here next, it looks like, from one of the fog tunnels. They'll get these guys introduced. They bring them through a tunnel, throw a little fog in there behind them, throw the spotlight on them. They get to run out there onto the center mat. We'll be on the purple mat here for the Valentine Badgers. We'll see if we can catch some of the crowd reaction. Chase Olson coming into this matchup for the Valentine Badgers, two-time state medal winner, number two ranked, 34-3 as a junior, taking on White out of David City, who's been here two times medalist as well. He's the number one ranked wrestler, 49-1 as a senior, as we get ready with the first big championship match for the Valentine Badgers this afternoon. It is Chase Olson, and here's Robert Joseph.
This will be the hardest one I ever called.
I am.
Win or lose, trust me, Chase Olson, number two.
Does that
number
mean I
one.
Need to keep my hand on the button here?
Absolutely. Justin White, pressure's on him, third, 2 years in a row. Great wrestler, worked on his craft and in the weight room at David City, and it has shown. Three losses for Chase Olson have all come to this wrestler, and they are head-to-head now. Two of them, including in Valentine, come to the ultimate tiebreaker. That's a lot of overtimes, and so both of these guys don't expect a lot of scoring. As soon as I say that, things could get Western, you never know. But Chase knows.
A lot of positioning.
If he can press, if we would have just pressed, we could have won it on stalling points at a high plane.
So you put in a secret weapon for Lane McGinley the other day. Have you changed anything, any tactical change for Chase today?
We have. I have a sticky note, and there it is. That just about has him, comes around the outside, just what we had taught, and just doesn't stay in his zone. Justin White trips. It looks like he trips over mat tape after a brilliant throw by or a slide by Chase Olson. Just doesn't quite come home. I have a sticky note stuck in the CD player of my pickup. Both sides of it full of notes of this match. We've watched film and film, and Jason Kelber, same way. Two full pads of notes just on one wrestler. And that's why coaching might matter this year. I told him, if it doesn't come through, man, we did everything we can do. I watched enough, and now a good shot inside by Justin White, and he's going to take Chase down. But Chase cut back, comes to an ankle, can't quite get it, and that's going to be two for Justin White. And takedowns will be at a premium in here, so I got to hand it to Justin White. He was pretty much quit shooting on Chase after the Valentine meet, but that was a good shot in there, high C, and Chase is not going to be able to get away here, and it's going to be 2-0. Probably going into that second period. So a good period there for Justin White. He's number one ranked for a reason. But these guys are going to have a plan. Got to have the takedowns to win. And the flip will go the way of Chase, and he'll go down.
So 2-0. White with the lead going into the second period now.
And the ultimate tiebreaker, Justin White did ride us out. Oh, no, not again. False start there on Chase Olson. Got to stay set. He's done this all year long, but he'll have two more before it costs him anything, or one more, rather, and then in the crab ride there, and on his back briefly is Chase. Got to watch those legs coming in. And Justin White has worked on his craft during the year and knew that he didn't want Chase Olson to sneak up with it on him on the last year match of the year, and he's got kind of an order scissors here. And working, he's got Chase flat out, and he's going to have to use this, or they're going to call stalemate. But he has stopped Olson's first move, and nothing happening from the bottom here. He's going to have to stay set. Now he's got an opportunity to come in, come out of that crap ride, and block a leg. Now he's in the short sit. But pretty content to just hold him there with a 2-0 lead. It's Justin White now to their feet. White's got to return him, and he does. On the out-of-bounds line, this is going really well for White as he just wants to stay in this crab ride and get this ride out here. But now he slipped off, wheeled to the right side. Could Chase get the one here? He stepped around. No loss of control, and he'll go down. 54 seconds left. Second period here as the first period ends 2-0 in the favor of Justin White. And then Chase goes down. He will come up here. Boy, that was looked fast again. He has had one caution. He does secure the foot here, and the crab ride of Justin White, but cannot clear the foot to come around. If he can get his hips up now and score two here, make this thing 2-2, I'd make a sure interesting third period.
Yeah, it would.
Still have to have that takedown to win. Now he's got White's head. Is there an opportunity to throw White on his back? Just about got it, but just missed it. White too smart from that. Still in the crab ride, 24 seconds. White can't stay there forever. This is either, yep, this is going to be stalemate. He's really close to getting that stalling call now. But also, Chase Olson very close to letting this period fade away without a score. 20 seconds. Got to come up. Comes up. Got the right foot going this time. That's what we talked about a lot. That is on the note. Got
there you go.
15 seconds to go. Will he get one more? It's 2-1 here. Olson will probably be on the top position in the third period here. Might cut him. Might. I'd be really surprised if we ride him. We are going to go into the third period down one.
So, there's your second period concluded in the state championship match, and White is going to be down. Chase is going to be on top, covering up from the left-hand side, it looks like, here to start the final period.
Really trust these two coaches here. I would be surprised if we find a cross-face cradle on White, but he can do it to about anybody, and that 2 points would be what we need. Try to even this thing up. Down one, but White will have the advantage of being on the bottom and able to score that one from the bottom. If time ticks away, which it is right now, we will be asking Chase Olson to cut Justin White, and we will ask him to take him down to try to tie it up and go into yet another overtime, and that's what's going to happen.
1:28 left to go.
33 seconds to try to turn him. Didn't get it done. It's going to be 3-1. So onus on Chase Olson to get this takedown. Got to have a takedown to win. We knew that. Now we might have to have two. One to win in the third period here and tie this thing up. It's 3-1. And of course, one in overtime. Not a particularly good high C attempt there by Chase. We're going to go under a minute soon. Now a wild shot to the outside and come around cross blocking is Justin White. And Chase just didn't have it this afternoon. With a wrestler of this caliber, you just have to get those shots have to come home, and they got to be just about perfect. We're going to get scored upon. Now he's in a hole. It's
45-1.
Going to have to come up in a tripod position here. Just about caught White one time there in the second period, but I'd be surprised if he catches him now. White, very good at this crossbody ride. He's not in great position. He's on his hip, and they probably need to call stalemate soon. 20 seconds left here. 23, and not a chance for Chase here. If he can get his hips up, maybe. Just getting two wouldn't come close. And now he does have what might be a Costanzo here. If he just lock his hands,
10 seconds.
He's got to lock his hands and go to his own back. And that's just not going to happen for Chase Olson. He will come second time in a row down here at the state championship. Chase Olson, one of our favorite wrestlers, will find himself in that silver medal position. And man, my heart breaks for the young man.
Well, certainly wanted to see that one get a first gold medal of the day. But Chase Olson, a good battle here with the number one ranked wrestler. Chase Olson ranked number two. And David City's Justin White takes the state championship back to David City. Chase Olson will go over to the coach's corner there and wander off to go think about that one for a minute. But Chase Olson will come home with a second place medal. Valentine will medal 8. And the next one that has a chance to do that is going to be Caleb Long coming up at 160. But we'll have a little pomp and circumstance with some awards and such from the last matches at 138. I think we'll be coming up here when we conclude the other matches. A and B matches are still going on. And they just concluded the D match in there as well. So we'll have the conclusion of those coming up. And we'll be back to take a look at where we're at, getting ready for our next match is a little ways down the road at 160. We'll be back in just 60 seconds.